Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years, because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet, and school's half in session, and you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed. And I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, we have quite a show for you today, friend, and I hope that you'll stick around with us because we have got so much to talk about. There's an election just around the corner. I've got a map that makes a prediction. We'll talk about parenting. We'll get a live report. It's a power-packed hour. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough right now.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Yeah, he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's a choice between a boom and a lockdown. Did you hear him during the debate, right?
Our politics has for too long been mean and bitter and divisive, and you can hear it now in the distance.
All right, so that is the kind of a little snapshot of the campaigns from the last 2 days in which the president has been barnstorming state to state, going all out, huge rallies on airport tarmacs. Big crowds, even in rain, even in cold, people are showing up in big numbers. You got African-Americans, Latinos, you got all kinds of groups that are getting together and are, going out and supporting the president. The other voice there was Vice President Biden, or as he likes to refer to himself sometimes, the senator. And you've seen a very different kind of ethos from that camp. They have had smaller crowds. Yesterday's one stop that he did in Georgia had, I think, 36 people. And Alex, you pointed out to me when we saw the picture that about half of those chairs were empty. So it's not even, I mean, 36 chairs is what they had set up, but about half of those were empty. And, you know, the president has 36,000 on any of these given tarmac appearances that he's making. So it's interesting to see what's happening. We are now less than a week away. It is next Tuesday when the election takes place. And as I have been promising on social media, right now we are going to unveil my latest prediction. I've done four of these thus far. This will be the fourth that we've done. And we will have one more on next Tuesday, the day of the election, which will be my final kind of assessment of the race and where it's at. If you're just joining us from Twitter, if you're joining us from Instagram or from Parler or from Facebook, by the way, you can follow me on all of those at KMC Radio, except for Facebook. And you have to go to facebook.com/KMC01. But if you're on Twitter, Parler, or Instagram, if you just do at KMC Radio, in fact, if you're on SoundCloud, Periscope, all of those at KMC Radio puts you directly in touch with what we're doing. But I want to get to the map, because last week's map, I had Wisconsin and Michigan and Minnesota all in very light pink territory. They were in almost the lightest that you could be and still be tinting red on the map. I have made a number of changes on this week's map that I now have posted at all the social media outlets. But you're going to notice one thing's very clear about this. There's a lot more red across the map. We have got the second district in Maine. I'm saying that is definitely going to be a Trump win. Pennsylvania, I have turned into a dark red. Wisconsin, I have turned into a dark red. And I've turned Michigan one shade darker red than it was this time a week ago. Minnesota and Nevada are the only red states, in fact, that are still red on my map that I have left at the lighter of the pink scale, because I don't have I get mixed messages. Some of my resources on the ground in Minnesota say that they're going to definitely win and it's going to be by a large amount. Others are nervous that the president won't carry it at all. So that's kind of where we are there. I've also moved Oregon, kind of probably where I should have never taken it away from, back into a firm blue. But Colorado and Virginia, I've still got as a light blue, and the rest of Maine, I've still got as a light blue, because I think there's a possibility that there could be some upsets there. And there's only one state that I haven't really gotten a good feel for one way or the other, and it's New Mexico. People that just look at the polls, and there are very scarce polls for many of these states. Many of these states have only done like one poll in the last 4 months. And so you're dealing with quite old data. But I'm also looking at what the internal pollsters for both camps, the Biden camp and the Trump camp, are telling me. And it, ironically enough, they must be doing their job accurately, because they both continue to tell me basically the same story without knowing that I'm talking to the other side. They know that what their internals show and what their internals show is consistent, and I take that into some consideration when I do this, and I just don't have a strong, clear understanding of what's going on in New Mexico yet. So that's the only state that is still brown, in my book, a toss-up, not counted into either camp. But because of the decision to take the entire state of Maine and give the president half, or the first district there, this is my Electoral College breakdown. President Trump is down 2 points from last week. He was at 328 total Electoral College points. He's at 326 on my current map to Joe Biden's 207. But here's where the map gets interesting. In the solid blue and solid red arenas, the president has gained 20 plus points in the solid red direction from where he was at this time a week ago on my map. So I think it matters that Wisconsin and Pennsylvania are in the fold. I think it matters that you've got Michigan coming on strong, Minnesota, Nevada still in play. And I still believe, and I've believed this for a while, if he just holds the states that I've got in the red, he'll win re-election. If he wins everything that I've got even tinted red, He will get more electoral college votes this election than he did in 2016, which is something I believe I started saying about 2.5 years, 3 years ago. Alex, I don't know. We have tape somewhere. I'm sure we could probably pull it out. But I believe I was saying as far back as 2.5 to 3 years ago that I thought the president would get more electoral college votes in 2020 than he got in 2016. And the basis for that is very simple. This president for a Republican enjoys broader support across more demographics of people than any Republican that's ever run for president in the modern era. He's going to have more black votes supporting him. He's going to have more Latino votes supporting him in larger numbers than they ever have in the recent election cycles. And it's pretty simple to see why. When he says that he's president of all of America, that's the way he's run his administration. When he's improved the economy, he's improved the economy for everyone. When job growth happens, it's happening for everyone. When wage growth for the lowest wage earners across the spectrum are happening, it's happening for all wage earners in the lowest income category. So those are all things that are important. But then you've got the historical black college and university funding that he shored up. The heads of the historically black colleges and universities don't have to keep coming hat in hand to Washington, D.C. every year for the next 10 years. He's got them cared for well beyond his administration. But he's also done criminal justice reform, and he's got people that don't need to be in prison for the rest of their life for small offenses that other people of other ethnicities don't get the same sentence for. And that has made a definite impression, at least in black clergy circles that I've been familiar with and that I run in. I've heard more black clergy talk about that element of Trump's work than almost anything else. And that's important. This is a president who cares about the individual, American by American, and it's reflected in that map. I think he's going to shape shift states. If he gets 25% of the African-American vote, it's going to be a nightmare for the Democrats, because that is the most cherished vote that they have, even though they do almost nothing for them. And the president asked him 4 years ago, take a chance on me. What do you have to lose? Well, they had a lot to gain. And that's what's being seen. 40% of the Latino vote, I think, will be in his camp as well. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, we've got a lot yet to get to. Coming up next, we will speak with one of the campaign advisors to the president, Hogan Gidley, right here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year, I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact, when you think about the fact that they are enslaved people. You know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem, in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years have, on average, helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. Our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to one. We've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this, the first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now? 888-342-1010. It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And the New York Post post on their Twitter account.
If they go into their account.
No, is your answer to that. No. Unless they genuinely agree with your dictates.
Okay, that was Ted Cruz and some sloppy audio from the Zoom meeting that they've got going on. But trying to press today at Jack on the issue of whether or not the New York Post can even post to their Twitter account. And this is all important because this is controlling information in an election cycle where almost everything that is important is on the ballot. When you're talking about whether or not trustworthy leaders are striking corrupt deals with foreign powers and getting rich off of it, that's where all of this comes from. And when Twitter and Facebook are running cover, it's just not right. Hogan Gidley is here. He's the national press secretary for Donald J. Trump, former principal press secretary for the president. And he and Kaylee, you know, we've joked about this. Who was White House became campaign, and who was campaign became White House, and thus the two switched and so forth. But and they all knew Governor Huckabee at some point in time and worked for him. So Hogan, it's a small family around these parts, but we're sure glad to have you back. And I know that some of my listeners would appreciate this. The first thing on your Twitter bio are the words Christ alone. And that means a lot to a good section of my listeners. So thanks for being here. Let's talk about those hearings on Capitol Hill. What does the president want to see happen with what Congress could do in terms of what it's relating to investigating right now, I should say?
Well, look, I think we need to get to the bottom of the fact that so many people on Twitter are getting marginalized if they have conservative viewpoints. Those of us who are, in fact, posting stories or forwarding information as it relates to successes from this administration or problems we see with Democrat governance or issues we see online tend to get censored. I myself was kicked off Twitter recently because I received a ballot in the mail that wasn't mine. And I called my landlord and said, "Who is this person?" And they said, "He lived there 8 years ago." Mm-hmm. 8 years ago. He's had two tenants since then, three if you count me, and the guy's still getting mail and got a ballot. And I posted a picture of the ballot and simply said, "Yeah, I'm sure this doesn't have any potential for problems in the D.C. area, like with an eye roll emoji. And they took me down because they said I was spreading disinformation about voting. You sent me the wrong ballot. It's not my fault.
That's exactly right.
This type of situation here is going to expose a lot of what's going on out there, because even if there are glitches, quote unquote, or mistakes in the algorithms or logarithms or whatever rhythms you got going on, they always seem to cut against us. Have you noticed that? They never accidentally shadow ban Democrats. It's always accidental. It's always a glitch against a conservative. And I think this type of hearing will expose the fact that if you're going to be a platform, be a platform. If you're going to be a publisher, be a publisher. But different rules are going to apply depending on which title you want to take.
As well they should. That's the way it should work. We're speaking with Hogan Gidley. And Hogan, just before I spoke with you, I've actually been doing a number of discussions with pollsters across the country, and I know some of the people on your team internally, and I know some of the people on the other team internally, and oddly enough, the numbers are showing the same thing, and they are all in favor of the president. I'm showing in battleground states an average of about 3-point leads now in places where the former vice president had supposedly had the lead, according to media polls weeks ago. You're seeing the energy on the campaign trail. The vice president held another, campaign appearance from Delaware today. It was a big empty hall, and they didn't even have his mic turned on properly. But it's like a tale of two different elections almost completely. I mean, the president's out barnstorming, big crowds, responsive. He's hitting all the points. And Joe is talking to a camera in an empty room and getting angry and sometimes starting to cry and do other stuff. I feel bad for the guy in some ways.
Well, he's yelling at the camera a lot. He's yelling into the microphone. He's
get off my
angry.
Lawn.
Yeah, that's right. When he does know where he is and he does know what office he's running for and he does know who he's running against, he seems pretty angry. So that's something I guess the American people can figure out on their own. But look, he can't point to his career in the past with anything even coming close to success for the American people, because everything he did hurt workers. It depressed wages. It sent jobs overseas. It shuttered manufacturing plants. He can't point to anything he wants to do, because when he finally did say what he wanted to do, it was getting rid of the oil and gas industry. That's 19 million jobs, $7.5 trillion in our economy, and he wants to eliminate it? What are you, crazy? Like, that's the type of thing where the president of the United States kind of puts him in a box and says, I've done more to improve the lives of all Americans in 47 months than you've done, Joe, in 47 years. And one of the best parts about the debate and the back and forth the two men had was when the president kept turning to him, whatever the issue was, and said, you had 8 years, Joe, in the White House. You had 47 years in office. What he's asking, Joe Biden, what Joe Biden is asking of the American people is, all of a sudden, after a half century of failure in office, now I'm going to start delivering on your behalf? I mean, that is so irrational to even think. And the president pointed to all of his record-setting success and all of his record-setting time and how his policies have gone to improve the lives of all Americans, regardless of race, religion, color, or creed.
Well, Hogan, that jumped out. That just jumped right off the screen when he was talking specifically about racial division when Biden was, and Trump turns to him and says, but you had the presidency, the first black president for 8 years. You had 47 years prior to that. Why now are you going to fix it when I've been the one that went to historical black colleges and universities and said, you don't have to come hat in hand for the next decade. We'll just take care of this. It said low wage growth, better than it's ever been, better employment numbers than they've ever been, criminal justice. I mean, the list was long. And I think that was why you saw that immediate spike with job approval among likely voters of African-American stripe, because I think they just suddenly realized that's the contrast. That's the difference. What I just saw on the screen right there.
No question. Everyone doesn't like his tweets. Everyone doesn't like everything the president says, but it's 4 years of record-setting success, peace and prosperity. And we can have more in this country if we reelect Donald Trump.
All right. Hogan, make sure your Twitter's working when you leave us today. I actually got a a call from Kristen Tate earlier this morning who said she'd been locked out. Asked me to send a message to Jack because, you know, blue checks can do that, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, good, we'll talk to you again soon, Hogan. Stay safe on the trail. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. We've got a lot more ahead. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I don't know how you're attacking the fall, but maybe you don't feel like you have the energy that you used to. I have been more convinced through lockdown and pandemic than ever before that my nutrition is vital to not just my survival, but my overall energy level. And that's why I take Balance of Nature. It's not an ordinary vitamin that's made out of synthetics. It's natural food in a vegetarian capsule, and it's got tens of thousands of vital nutrients with 100% whole plants, fruits, and veggies. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. So if you forgot to take your dose one day, just double up the next day. It's just fruits and veggies. You cannot overdose. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% on any new preferred orders of fruits and veggies. So now, before the holidays, is the perfect time to get started. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit ancestry.com/health.
She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us and so thankful to have Shelley Goldberg with us these days, because in the midst of all the crazy, she helps us keep the calm, and that's good, particularly for those of us that have kids. And we're going to talk about that very specific topic today, Shelley. You want to discuss tips for getting good night's sleep during COVID and the pre-election stress. I can't think of a more applicable topic to discuss today.
Well, Kevin, I know in the last 6 to 7 months, I haven't gotten a great night's sleep. You know, so we're all stressed out. And in order to parent and grandparent effectively, it really helps to get, you know, a good 6-7, you know, hours of a good night's sleep. So, and by the way, I mean, if you don't, if we're not, I mean, one is anxious, irritable, distracted, and you can have high blood pressure, all kinds of problems. So even for health reasons and mental health and physical reasons, it's important that parents really, you know, take charge of this area. So great article in Success Magazine, success.com. And I thought, let me share this with your listeners.
Sure.
Are you ready, Kevin? Okay. Number one, no caffeine after 7 o'clock. So forget the caffeine drinks and certainly the coffee.
Two, okay.
Can you do that? Can we get you to do that?
I don't have to like it, but I'll try it.
All right. All right. Because you want that great night's sleep, especially during these times, pre-election.
That's right.
You know, you're,
that's right.
So many things you have to cover. All right. We need you, Kevin. All right. Two, review your calendar and your kids' calendar and identify the two key tasks that you have to do, Kevin has to do, and your kids have to do the next day. Write it down. Because by writing it down, you're not worrying while you're sleeping that you're going to forget it. So identify the two key tasks in your life and in your kids' life. Write it down. Three, choose everyone's clothes, the wardrobe, before you go to sleep. So when you wake up, you know what you're wearing. Four, shut down all electronic devices 1 hour before you go to sleep. And also dim the lights in your room and in your kids' room an hour before they go to sleep and you go to sleep. 5, this is my favorite. Take 10 to 15 minutes to tidy up your room and have your kids tidy up their room. So when you wake up not to chaos and clutter, but things are organized in this order and you can think clearly. It's a very good thing. 6, read before you sleep or listen to the radio and try and listen to things that are calming. You want to try and stay away from visual images, disturbing visual images if you can before you go to sleep. 7, limit the phone calls that are problematic. You don't want to be discussing politics and arguing about it a half hour before you go to sleep. 8, go through a mental checklist of all the things that went right during the day. And then ask yourself, what are the one or two things that maybe didn't go the way you wanted, but what did you learn from them, and how can you make it better the next time around? Also, Kevin, there are foods that help promote sleep. Those are foods that have vitamin B6, the tryptophan. They promote melatonin. What are those foods? Walnuts, almonds, cheese, bananas, sweet potatoes,
turkey,
and a lot of turkey. Yep, at Thanksgiving, everybody falls asleep. And fish. Fish is a great thing to have at dinner time. It helps promote sleep. And for your family, I'm recommending that we all go, especially your family, for a family night walk. Get everybody out of the house and walk around the neighborhood. It helps the body and the mind to unwind naturally. It's a great thing to do. And you see things in a whole new perspective. And if all else fails, check the mattress. Maybe you need a softer one, a harder one, or maybe you need to put the air conditioning on because maybe it's just too warm, or, you know, you just have to adjust the temperature. Maybe that's affecting the night's sleep of you or your children. What about you? What, Kevin, what's working for you in terms of sleep?
All of those things are excellent. I think turning the electronics off is probably my biggest challenge because the phone likes to charge and stay plugged in and likes to burp at me and beep at me and yell at me and scream at me and say, hey, look at me. I've got another thing coming in for you. I need to not only it's OK to put it on the charger, but I need to turn the face around so that it's not visible. And then if it's silent and not visible, then it won't bother me when it does that. But that is a little bit of a struggle for me. And I admit I would do better with turning that off before I call it a day. So,
well, I'm going to recommend that family night walk and also some family stretching exercises.
Yeah.
Which again is
good
helps
stuff.
People move into slumber.
Good stuff. Yeah, and of course I would be remiss to say that if you don't have the MyPillow bed topper, that changed our life big time for better sleep. And the MyPillow pillows, what Mike Lindell tells us is actually really true. 800-506-2641. And mention my name if you want the best deal possible. But Shelley Goldberg, thank you, as always, for your input today.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. More news of the day. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year, I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact, when you think about the fact that they are enslaved people. You know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem, in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years, have on average helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. Our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to one. We've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this, the first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now? 888-342-1010. It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he sort of looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
That was from Tucker Carlson last night. That's Bubulinski. Is that his name? Bubulinski? Tony? It just sounds like an organized crime boss, man, doesn't it? I mean, it's just, hey, Tony, did you bring the goods? Yeah, anyway, so he told the whole story to Tucker Carlson last night. And, of course, today the Biden campaign has said, well, he's back underground. Here to discuss is Kristen B. Tate of The Hill, and she's also written three incredible books, and she's a Novak Media Fellow and a contributor to Kevin McCullough Radio. Kristen, the Biden crime family stuff just keeps on coming. Like, there are more and more files that keep getting discovered and more emails that keep getting let loose. These guys were in it for the big dollars, and they were going hard at every country that Joe had any meetings with.
It is so damning, Kevin. If Trump had even a third of this kind of corruption, he would be kicked out of office by now, because the Democrats would have impeached him and the squishy Republicans would have gone along with it, because Republicans are honest and they would have said this is real corruption. But the Democrats and the media, they are looking the other way. They're being flagrant about it. And what's so frustrating is that there are a lot of Americans out there who don't even know about the corruption because the media is just not covering it. And what I think happened is that the media sort of blames itself for 2016 because they covered the Hillary email scandals, and they don't want that to happen again. So now their strategy is just act like the story doesn't exist, and we can't let them. The story needs to get out everywhere. Social media, you know, Fox News, that's all great, but we need to keep pushing the message further than that. Because I think if people knew the real extent of this corruption, Kevin, Biden would just be bleeding voters.
Well, and he may already be. I mean, if you're watching the crowd sizes at the competing events as the candidates are, quote, barnstorming for their final few days, you'll notice that Joe spoke to 32 circles on the ground at a campfire yesterday, and the president had three packed out tarmacs at huge airports, all in battleground states. I mean, I don't even understand, by the way, what's Joe Biden doing in Georgia? That's going to be a 5 to 8 point win for Trump by most of even the media polls. They're saying that he's ahead. I just don't see what spending time there when you realize how important Pennsylvania is to the final math and how he's not doing well, even though he's claimed Scranton as his home. And the fact that Trump, according to the internals from both sides, are telling me that Trump's up 3 or 4 in that state. Like, it seems to me that that's where you'd be spending your time if you were serious about trying to win.
No, you're exactly right. And then there's also the fact that he's not really on the ground very much. So he'll go to like one state per week, whereas Trump is going to three or four states a day.
Right.
And even when Biden does go to these states, he, like you mentioned, he's barely drawing a crowd. And that's one of the big reasons I personally don't trust the polls, is they don't measure mobilization. And we know that Trump's base is just so passionate, so mobilized, they can't wait to vote. So we'll see what happens.
But well, and I think a lot of people don't realize this, but they have been out knocking on doors. They've knocked on a million doors every week of this campaign, going back for over a year. They've signed up, I think, in the battleground states, they are plus something like 200,000 on average per state in terms of new voter registration that they've been able to sign up. I mean, and that's why these media, I'm with you, the media polls are goofy, because they're, it's like they're not considering any of this. And when you, God bless Ronna McDaniel, after Trump holds a rally at every one of these places, they have, because you have to register for the ticket online and you give them information about who you are coming to the rally, a good 10%, 10 to 15% of the people attending the Trump events are registered Democrat voters. And some of them have not voted in an election cycle or two. So you've got all this kind of unnoticed data that's hanging out there that anybody that's paying attention could look at it and say, well, wait a minute, that's going to have some sort of impact on this. And then you see the crowd enthusiasm and you're just like, there's no way that the polls can be accurate. Let's just put it this way. There's no way that 32 campground spots yesterday is equal to 36,000 people in Wisconsin in the middle of the afternoon.
Yep. If the polls really are this off, you know, by 8 to 12 points, this is going to be a reckoning, not just for the media, but for pollsters as well. And what this speaks to, Kevin, is the way that the media has demonized and villainized Trump supporters, to the point where Trump supporters, they don't even talk about their political leanings with their friends, let alone pollsters. The left goes in the streets, they create violence, and they protest with impunity. Well, guess what? The conservatives, we're going to make our voices heard, and we're going to protest at the ballot box. And we have no idea what the extent of that support is, because the media has made it socially impossible to be a Trump supporter today. So people just keep their mouths shut, and then they go into that voting booth and they pull the lever for Donald Trump.
Yeah, and we'll, and I think that there's a lot more to that than what is, than what anybody is considering. But I also think it's been an act of subterfuge on the media's part. I think the media have played the silent partner as kind of the propaganda wing of the Democratic Party. And that, you know, there's going to be sadly, Kristen, I remember the distraught nature of the night of 2016 and how people just really were so surprised by the outcome. I think it's going to be 10 times worse. And I fear that in particularly Democratic cities, where they have not put down the violence for even other things that have been in their cities prior to this, I think you're going to see some activity that is not what we are used to seeing on election. We have always prided ourselves on having a peaceful transfer of power from one administration to the other, whether it's a continuation of the administration that's there, whether it's a transition to the other party. And I think that we may run for the first time a little bit afoul of that in different places across the U.S.
I think you're exactly right. And, you know, I hate to say it, but if Donald Trump wins, it's just going to be beautiful to watch the left wing meltdown. They can't handle the fact that they're not getting their way. They're like a big bunch of babies that throw tantrums whenever they don't, you know, get what they want. Well, guess what? They can't control what the American people vote for. They can't control us. If we show up and we vote for Donald Trump, he's going to be their president for 4 more years, whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
And in spite of all they have done to try to shut down this president and get him out of office.
Since before day one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. From day one.
Since he came down that escalator all those many years ago now. All right, Kristen B. Tate, we'll talk after the election. See you next time. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature. I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet and school's half in session, and you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed, and I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us on this very busy Wednesday. You know, the election is just around the corner. If you are not registered to vote, you need to be, and you need to get out and express that obligation. You know, there's been a lot of discussion amidst theologians about the election cycle this time. Wayne Grudem wrote a positively powerful thing kind of disputing John Piper's release from last week. And of course, Tim Keller's weighed in on this, and so have I. We all have different perspectives. But friends, one of the things that I think is crucial, and I think that you can agree on universally as believers, is that you do have an obligation to vote. You cannot be a bad steward of the things that God gives you. And if he gives you freedom and he gives you the opportunity to cast a voice into the decision to determine who we become as a nation, you have an obligation as someone that's been given that opportunity to take advantage of it. So I would encourage you to do that. Hey, there's a lot of stuff still coming out about Joe Biden and the whistleblower. You know, the constitutional attorney, Jonathan Turley, said that Hunter Biden's basically engaged in raw influence peddling. We talked about that yesterday with, and if you missed it, go back and get the podcast. But just the unabashed bringing everyone that he possibly could to the White House, bringing every deal possible to his dad. Those accusations are more than accusations at this point. There's emails and personal firsthand witnesses that seem to all point to the fact that that's true. And if that is, then maybe it's understandable that Joe Biden's gone off the campaign trail 6 days before the vote. But friends, I would encourage you to think critically. If someone abuses the power that they have when they are vice president, and every country they go into, they rake in millions, while the country that they represent, the United States, doesn't really get its foreign policy objectives accomplished, what would that same personality look like if he was then the number one guy? I think it's a fair question.
I think it's one that we need to think through carefully as we select our vote. One last sad note, the father of the shooting victim in Philadelphia is now pleading for days for peace. He's asking Black Lives Matter to stand down and to stop rioting as Philadelphia police officers are being injured, as more damage is being done night in and night out. Friends, if you're a praying person, I would strongly encourage you to spend some time praying for our nation, praying for the decision that we have on Tuesday, and pray that God might be honored in how that is solved. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.